sent one a little bit high and tight at Benny, and I thought it was great. You know, if it were me in his position, I'd go after whoever did it too. And so, you know, you love playing with guys that are competitive, and I think that's the spirit of our team. You know, we're competitive in every game, competitive in every practice. Sometimes those things are going to boil over a little bit, and you know, pretty much after it happened, you know, hug it out in the room, and boys have been laughing about it for the last 24 hours. So, you know, keep the tweets coming, because they've been pretty entertaining for everyone.
Quickly, and it sort of becomes sort of Jets folklore after a while, and you just kind of laugh about it.
Well, it's over with as it's over with. You know, like I said, pretty much right after it happened, you know, Benny and I hugged it out, and you know, it was the guys know me well enough that typically when those things happen, guys just kind of leave me alone, because they can see the steam coming out of my ears, and you know, like I said, I love when a guy doesn't tolerate it and gets in my face. So I thought it was great. You know, and like I said, we squashed it right after and hugged it out, and we're chatting about it yesterday. So I think you know, he's just for him, he doesn't want to I think people made him look out, you know, made out to be the villain, and it was all me. So you know, like I said, it was over with pretty quick.
Like, you're a fiery guy, I'm assuming that's something that, how do you use that in your career? How have you used that over your career?
Well, I have to play a certain way to be effective. Anything short of that, and you know, I'm no good out there. So it's a fine line. You don't bring that into practice very often, and once in a while it happens.
Is there a lot of difficulty towing that line?
No, it's not.
Some teams can get coast or get complacent with 8 games left. Like to see your guys being in an intense mood late in the year?
Yeah, like I've touched on it. We have a really competitive group. It's what's made our team good this year. It's why after a loss or two, you normally see us play our best hockey. Practices are the same way. We try to use every practice to get better, and sometimes that's going to spill over a little bit. But at the end of the day, those little things, I think, knowing that it's not just me or, you know, the leadership group of the team, but every single guy is on board with that, and bringing that even into a practice, you know, what a great thing to have on a team.
Teammates and friends do these things and then just go, oh, well, that was, you know, like, not a big deal.
You guys are all siblings, right?
Probably beat the hell out of each other every day, right? It's the way it goes, and you're around people. You know, I'm around these guys more than I'm around my own wife and kids. So at a certain point in time, even if it's just things you guys don't see, you know, a joke goes too far or a chirp goes too far. I mean, those things happen. We're at the end of the day, we're all boys, you know, and, you know, the rough housing happens sometimes. And unfortunately, it happens in front of, you know, media cameras. But that's life.
Last chance to see Nashville for a potential playoff meeting. How are you approaching this one tonight?
I mean, it's kind of the same as the last few games have been. Great opponent coming into our building, and you know, we just want to continue to try to elevate our game. You know, try to bring a lot of speed in here tonight. We know they played last night, so we want to try to get off to a good start. And no matter what, they're always a tough team. Whether they played last night or what the case may be, they always seem to find a way to keep games close. And you know, they did it to us once in our building this year, kept it close, and then found a way to beat us in the end. So, yeah, it's gonna be a good measuring stick once again, and always nice to have the best team in the league playing in your building.
If there's suddenly just 6 points up on you, you guys win this one straight out, and it's 4 points and makes for a heck of a race heading down the stretch. What kind of opportunity do you see here tonight?
Well, I think we're not putting those numbers you know, any stock into those. We'll see where we end up at the end of the year. You know, it's 2 points. We can only control the 2 points here tonight. It'd be a great win to you know, keep this thing going.